Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, we're going to talk about hitting meanings in emojis.
Because why not?
Because why not? Yeah. Also, I realized just last week, we didn't record last week because I was sick. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to be coughing on here every like 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I sounded like garbage. And I was also very tired because I had woken up at like 4 a.m. to go do training. And then I was sick on top of that. And I was just, it wasn't a good week. So we didn't record last week. I also realized that it is almost the end now of Black History Month. And we haven't done any Black History information. However, we did do... it was 2 years ago, and then maybe it was last year. The entire month of February was dedicated to only Black History Month. And if you would like to go listen to those episodes, I will link them in the description of the podcast. And you can also go to our website and visit, because there is a dedicated tab to the Black History Month and the specific episodes with information that we talked about during those episodes, all the people that we discussed, and then links directly to the podcast as well. Mm-hmm. Those specific episodes. So I will include them in the link in the description of the podcast. But you can also go to our website, www.nowwhatthatproductions.com, and you can go to our Black History Month tab and review them there too.
I can't believe it's already the end of February
21st. It's crazy.
Recording. I feel like it's gone so fast. Like, just, it feels like it's just gone incredibly quickly.
It has, I think so as well.
I'm like, it's almost March. My sister is about to turn 29.
Your sister's almost 30. You're old.
We're old. We're the same age.
Not really.
You're right. I've lived a lot longer than you have.
That's true. Have you matured longer? No. Listen, I will say, I do feel like it's kind of flip-flopped. Like, I'm more mature now than you are, and you were more mature when we were younger.
Yeah, it's because I had to be an adult when I was younger.
I did too.
Not the same way that I did, Mr. Youngest Child. I was the eldest daughter, okay? I was expected to mother everybody in the household.
I was the youngest child. However, I don't think I fall into the, like, perpetuated, like, you're the youngest, like, demographic that most people kind of assume whenever they talk about, like, the youngest of the siblings. Because I wasn't babied. I'm also not like a freeloader. I don't get anything I want. I never got anything I wanted without working for it. And I'm the most successful of my siblings.
That's true. Technically speaking, my sister is the most successful of my siblings.
So it's the youngest.
That's because I had all the trauma. I had all the trauma. Anyway, it's okay. Like, it just is what it is.
Yeah. So before we jump into the emoji thing, do you have anything fun to share? Any news for the week?
I read a book.
Okay.
Shocking. I haven't read in a while because the depression makes it difficult. Yeah. Read. It makes it difficult to focus to be able to enjoy reading.
Have you done audiobooks though?
No.
Oh, okay.
Partially because I can't focus, so then I have to keep skipping back. So it's actually worse if it's an audio form.
See, that's the problem with me whenever I read, because it's like I have to read every single word. And if I miss a word or it doesn't seem like it makes sense, I have to reread it. So it just takes longer. So I don't like to read because it takes me too long to read.
It definitely takes me longer to read now than it did when I was younger. When I was a little kid, I could read so fast. I'm just over here like, wow, to have that attention span now, what must that be like? But I've actually, since I've been, you know, working on deactivating my Facebook and, you know, slowly moving away from social media, I've realized that a lot of my desire to read has come back. So that's been interesting. So I read a book recently called Evergreen Falls. It's set in Australia. Apparently it snows in Australia. I didn't know that.
I think I knew that in some points, like some areas in Australia.
Yeah, I did not know that. I was pretty sure that the entire country was all hot and sunny.
A barren desert.
Yeah, all the time. Apparently, that is not the case. Which I mean, you know, it was interesting to learn that, but it wasn't. I wouldn't say that it was a particularly good book. But. It was interesting enough to hold my interest.
Ryan was telling me about a book he just read, and he just kept going and talking about it. And I was like, at the end, I was like, I don't think I would have ever wanted to even potentially read that book. Like, it was about a family. So the way he explained it was about a family, and it was a woman and a man and her child and their child, I think boy, and they would kill like female neighbors or something like that, and eat them. And then they were like, the boy was basically now going out and he was working at a record store or something to find their victims. And then he brought them back and they like killed and ate them and all that. And then there was this one girl that he was supposed to be like shadowing to become a victim. And then if they found out that the boy wasn't their child, he was actually stolen when he was younger, kidnapped when he was younger. And the girl that he was trying to shadow to be make their next victim was actually his sister, and he found out, killed everybody, and then like the girl was stabbed as well in like the fight, and she was walking away. It was a whole thing, and I was like, that sounds like the worst book I've ever heard. Like, it sounds, I hate that. But I'm one of those types of people that I like to have happy endings, or at least like an actual ending. And he said it ended with her going to get in the car and then realizing she doesn't have the keys, but she's losing so much blood that there's no way she can get back to him because he has the key to then get back to the car and leave.
Uh-huh.
It's like, that sounds like the worst book I've, not the worst, but it sounds like a terrible book. I would never have enjoyed that.
Oh, see, I would have enjoyed that. That would have been a book I would have enjoyed. This book, I don't, honestly, I think I just picked it up because it said that there was like a mystery, and I've really been trying to indulge my inner child recently in an attempt to heal all my trauma. And so one of the things I used to really enjoy as a little kid was reading mystery books, like mystery novels, like Mary Higgins Clark. I was such a huge fan. At one point, I think I had read every copy of her books that were available at the Spencer Library. Like, I was obsessed. But anyway, so like it was it was like, there's a mystery involved. And my inner child was just like, all right, Scooby-Doo, it's time to solve another spooky mystery. So it wasn't that spooky. I did not guess the twist, so there's that. I should have guessed the twist, though. It was a pretty obvious one, but I was so distracted by other things that were going on that I didn't see the twist coming.
Yeah.
But also, it was okay. It wasn't super well written. Like, it wasn't the most interesting thing I've ever read. But it was okay. It was decent. It was decent enough for me to finish it. Like, so there's that. But one of the interesting things about it was it kept switching back and forth between two different time periods. So it kept switching between 1920s Australia in 2014 Australia. So yeah, it was a little odd, but I enjoyed it. So I gave it a 4-star. It was probably more like a 3.5, to be honest, but you know, whatever. It's fine. I'm magnanimous like that.
No. Okay. So before I get into my little update, cause I have an update for the job that I applied for. But I also have an update for school. But before I do that, I received this very manic letter from some psychopath down in Texas.
Yeah.
Her name is, hold on, let me see. Their name is Sarah.
Yes.
I received it and I was like, okay, this handwriting is the handwriting of a murderer. I didn't realize your handwriting in cursive was this bad.
It's gotten worse.
I know. It like,
be really good.
Can you go and check and make sure you haven't had a stroke? Because I was like,
it's just been so long since I had to write something by hand.
No, I started reading it and I was like, this is really hard to read.
I'm so sorry.
And then there's one part where it says ammunition producers, and then you have a beginning parentheses just in case, but no closed parentheses.
Oh, whoops.
I was like, wait, what's happening here? Did she have a stroke while she was writing this too?
Probably. I was very invested, okay? I'm still invested. Not in talking about it on the podcast, but
I received it. I got it and I was like, oh, well, I get an email whenever I have mail coming and it shows me like a picture of the envelope that isn't that is coming.
Yeah, I have that too.
Speaking of, it's a weird word, envelope. People, is it? Say envelope. I always have.
I also say envelope.
I won't say that I always have. When I was little, I used to say envelope. And then,
which is what most people say, is yeah. Envelope.
And then I don't know why I changed to envelope. And this is also a very riveting story.
No, but like I've always said envelope.
Yeah.
It's for me, it's envelope and envelope.
Yeah.
Like envelope, just what? Envelope? No.
It hurts me.
It right. It's envelope. Anyway, I'm glad that we agree.
But I also say wool.
That's true, you do.
Yeah.
Your double O sounds.
And I say roof.
Roof.
Roof. Roof. Mm-hmm. It's weird. Double O's are weird for me. I don't understand it.
Double O's are weird for you, but it's okay. It's one of the things I like about you. But yes, I sent you and you and Ryan a letter. And
when it came, I said, we just got a letter. We just got a letter.
I love that.
Oh, it's from this bitch. Oh, wait, no.
It's true.
Oh, it's from this bitch. Straight into the shredder.
Straight into the shredder. Don't even read it. Don't even try.
Oh, God. Okay, so my updates for school. So school, I'm done with I have two of my classes done. I just finished I just got my grade for the second one. First one was 97%, 97 point something percent. The second one was 93.3%. So both of them were A's, so I continue my 4.0 grade point average, which is good. I was a little worried about the second one because I was like doing the math, and then I was like, oh, if I get at least 70 points on this last assignment, I still have an A. So I was fine. And then my next class is scheduled to start. It starts next Wednesday. So the 26th is when like it starts. I don't have anything due until the 3rd of March, 4th of March, whatever. The following Tuesday. So I have that going. I'm a little peeved, and my student advisor isn't responding to me very fast or very quickly. And she hardly ever does, which really kind of frustrates me. So I have one class, and then I have 4 other classes that are specifically for 4. This is 4, right? Yeah, 4. 4 other classes, sure. 4 other classes that are specifically for the dissertation. So there's like research, prep, present, or not present, but like you choose, like there's four things that go to the dissertation portion of it. And I was like, I called, she didn't answer. So it sent me to another student advisor. And the person I talked to, I asked, when can I schedule these? Cause it's not allowing me to schedule them on like the thing where I usually go to schedule my classes. And he said, oh, they schedule it. So I'm assuming the administration schedules it for those classes. So they'll be reaching out to you sometime this week. If you don't hear anything by Wednesday, I would call back or reach out to your student advisor. So I emailed her on Wednesday evening. And then it was Tuesday. I emailed her Tuesday evening. Didn't receive anything until like late afternoon yesterday, which is totally fine. My question was, so the question I asked him was, how do the classes work? Are they a 10-week classes? Can I do them at the same time? So can I continue what I've been doing where I have 2 classes at once? He said yes. And I was like, I don't know that that's right, because the last person I talked to said no. They have to be singular independent classes. You have to take them independently.
He's coughing.
I actually belched. It wasn't a cough. It was a belch. But anyways, so I had, he said you could. And I was like, okay, I don't think that's true, but whatever. So I emailed her and asked her the same questions. And she responded yesterday and said, you can't sign up for your 800 level classes, which are the dissertation prep classes, until you've completed your last 700 level class. It's like, okay, whatever. That's fine. But then she also went on to say, you have to take them independently. She didn't answer whether they were 10 weeks, which pisses me off. And I was like, okay. So I responded to her email and I said, so does that mean I have to take 4 10-week classes and that pushes my graduation to next year? Because that's not what my schedule says. My schedule says I should be done in October. But she didn't respond. So I'm annoyed about that. Excited that I still have my 4.0 and I continued it from my master's degree and into almost the last class of my doctorate. But then I'm annoyed because it's like, well, now it's going to potentially be next February before I graduate instead of October. Because my next 10-week class doesn't start until May. So the next of the 4... The first of the 4 doesn't start until May.
Okay.
So I'm frustrated.
Understandable. That sounds frustrating.
Because that's 40 weeks, but in between there's a week off. So it's technically 43 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that pushes it into February, around February next year. When originally in my, like when I look at it still, it says October 2025.
Mm.
So it's frustrating.
It sounds frustrating.
So that happened. And then I reached out to, so I interviewed last week for that job. And I reached, he told me to reach out to the, or stay connected with the recruiter. So I emailed her yesterday and I just said, hey, I just wanted to check. I haven't heard anything. He told me to stay close and gave me some great feedback. So I just wanted to check and see what the next steps are for the interview process. And she emailed me and said, hey, do you have a minute? I do have an update for you. And I said, yeah, sure, whenever, just give me a call. So then she called me and she was like, and this was like earlier in the morning, around like 10 something. And she called and she said, so he did decide to go forward with other people and you won't move forward in the interview process. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I wasn't like heartbroken about not getting the job. But she was like, but he did say that he really liked your experience and he thought that there would be a position for you, a different position for you opening up in the future sometime, but he doesn't have it right now. So he told me to keep you in mind. And if I'm the recruiter for that, I'll make sure that you apply for that job. I was like, okay, whatever, that's fine. And she was like, go ahead and if you want to reach out to him and just let him know that you touched base. And if you have any more questions about the other job that he's talking about, I don't know what he means, but you can reach out to him. So I emailed him and I just said, thanks for the interview. I appreciate you like taking the time to discuss with me my current, like what my role is and like my experience. And if you do have any more information about this other role that Chantel, the recruiter, Chantel, was talking about, I would be interested in knowing kind of what it's going to look like. I know you said that this is a newer area, so that the role isn't available now, but you feel like it's going to be quickly developing. So it'd be interesting to see what it was. Because I was like, if it's lower than what this one was, the answer is always automatically going to be no, because this is already a lateral move anyway. So I'm not going to move down a position.
Right.
So that happened. And then on my way home yesterday, so around it was like 3 something, I get a Teams message from the recruiter and she was like, hey, do you have a minute? I have another update for you for that job, for the interview. And I said, yeah, sure, call me whenever. So she called me and she was like, so I don't know if it was a miscommunication or like what, but I do have an update. He does want to interview you for that job. So I'll be scheduling some more interviews. I'll be sending you a link, or somebody will send you a link to schedule. There's two person interviews. So it'll be 4 people total that'll be coming into your inbox so you can schedule them. It'll probably be tomorrow. I was like, okay, that's fine. It's a kind of a like a whole 180 from what we talked about earlier, but okay, that's fine. Whatever.
Right. No joke.
So I have an interview on Tuesday with 2 people and then another interview on Wednesday, but all completely virtual and via Teams. So that's happening. So we'll see what goes there. Maybe it's not that he wants to interview me for this position, but he wants to introduce me to those people so that they can kind of assess and then potentially interview me for the other position he has coming down the pike. But I was like, if it's a position that is lower than the one that is currently being interviewed for, then I'm not going to take it anyway, because I'm not going down a position.
Right.
Yeah, so that was a roller coaster yesterday. I was like, this is the strangest thing I've ever had. Because it wasn't even so much that she reached out to me and told me that I wasn't being interviewed. She even put it in the system, and the system sent me a rejection email. And I was like, okay, it was weird, but whatever. But she got that fixed, and now it says interviewing still. So I don't know. It's really weird. And then 2 more things, and then we can go on to the emojis. Mm-hmm. So I put a deposit on a new car.
On a new car?
Yes. So here's the thing. It is a Rivian R2. another electric car, another electric SUV. It does not come out until next year. So the deposit is just so that I can be in line to get one when they come out next year. I don't know when they're going to be coming out next year, but the reason I put it in is because it's $100. It was $100 and it was a refundable deposit. So if I don't end up doing it, I get the $100 back anyway. So there's like no risk with it anyway. And it's a, I really like the car, and it has like 100 extra miles of range that my car doesn't get. And that's like the biggest negative I have about my car is the range, because it's only around 220, 230 on a good day, miles that I can drive on a full charge. Mm-hmm. And this car, it goes like over 300 on a full charge.
Oh, damn.
So it's better. Like, it's not that big of a deal for me driving back and forth to work, because I charge while I'm at work and then it's full when I leave and I come home and I have like 80. I think the lowest I've gotten is like 82%. So that's not a big deal. But if I drive to Indiana and back, it's another extra 100 miles I would be able to drive without having to stop.
Right.
It's my biggest thing.
Right. I mean, which makes sense, but.
Yeah. And then it's a new car. So I'll get it with very low miles, like 5 probably, or 0. I've never had a car with 0 miles. The car, my first car that I bought brand new, was the Optima, the only car I've had that was brand new, and it had 200 miles on it, because I think they used it as like a loaner, or not a loaner, but like a car that the dealership used. So it had like 215 miles on it already. So even that one I didn't have. So that's what I put it down. I put $100 down to reserve a car, basically. And then when the time comes closer, I get to like configure it to whatever I want. And then they'll let me know the price.
Okay.
And then I can, whenever I figure that out, then I can back out and say, I just want, just give me my deposit back. And then I can get my $100 back if I don't want to move forward.
Okay.
And then the last thing before we move on, I had my review and I got my bonus information, which is great.
Right.
And then I got my merit increase, which was a little disappointing.
Oh, okay.
And I talked to my manager, my coworker, my manager, Karen. She's my boss, but she's also a really good coworker and a really good friend. And I'll be honest, hold on.
All of a sudden the sound changed.
Yeah, it's because I need to get a new cord from my microphone, because it glitches out every now and then. And I talked to her about it, and I was like, so I'm going to be honest, it's not, I mean, it's a raise. It's 4.5%, which isn't a bad raise, but I got an outstanding, and last year it was like 7.5%, or no, 6.5%. So it was 2% higher than it was this year. And the reason that she was like, this is the reason they gave me, it is based on how close you are to the middle of your pay range. And you're so close that I couldn't give you more. And I was like, but the other issue is I can't move to a different pay range, because that would be a promotion. And I can't get promoted, because that would be the same position that you are. And I can't report to you if I'm the same position. So I'm like, I'm frustrated. And I was like, I just feel like this facility isn't giving me what I need. And it's just really pushing me towards moving into this other position if I do get chosen.
Which is like, valid.
Yeah, because I'm like, there's potential, but I'm kind of in the same boat there, because there's like right now, it's the only position and it's the same pay band that I'm in currently. So there might not even be a raise. I make fine money. It's not that I don't make enough money. I do. I just feel like for what I'm doing, I should be getting more and I should be able to be promoted into a new position. So I'm frustrated there. And I, like we talked about it, and she's like, I totally understand and I totally agree with you. So I don't, and I'm like, but it's just like, I get that you're saying that you agree. I just, there's nothing's happening. And I totally 100% understand her. And she's like, she 100% has my back. She advocates for me all the time. I love her. She's been my favorite. She's been my favorite supervisor so far. The favorite manager I've had so far. But it's just like, she's in a position where it doesn't matter what she does because she doesn't make the decision. And the people that do make the decision don't really care. And it's frustrating because I see supervisors that can't even supervise their employees get promoted to a manager position that they don't deserve because they can't even do the job that they were being paid to do currently.
Right.
And it's a position that wasn't even a thing. So they made this position for this person because it didn't currently exist and they got promoted. So it's just frustrating. And I was like, we talk about it a lot. Her and I talk about it a lot. And she's on the same thing where she's like, I can't get promoted anymore because there's nowhere to go where I am.
Right.
And so it's just like we're in a frustrated loop. And I'm just like, it doesn't make me want to stay because the facility is not really giving me anything other than a headache. And that's it.
Okay.
So positives, insane things, negatives, annoying things.
Right.
Maybe getting a new car in 2026. Who knows?
Who knows? Anything, you know, that you could do. Anything is possible.
Yeah. Well, do you want to get into these emojis?
Yes.
So I'm a little confused. It's from a blog called The Bark Blog. And it's called 2025 Emoji Meetings, an ultimate emoji dictionary for parents and guardians. But when you look at when it was published July 2nd, 2020. And then they've updated it. So it's an old blog. I'm assuming that probably the same thing that they just updated, but they didn't change the publish date.
Right. It does say this blog post on emoji meanings was updated on January 2nd, 2025.
Yeah.
But
why wouldn't you change the date?
Right. Why? Like, I guess because they wanted to keep the original post up there.
Yeah.
Because the other information was still valid. But I surprisingly, I knew most of these.
Yeah, most of these aren't really that crazy. Like,
and I use most of them.
I don't really use emojis all that much.
I use emojis a lot.
The eggplant, we obviously know that means penis.
Right.
The peach for butt.
Right. The taco for vagina. Now, the brain one being oral sex, I was not.
I feel like I knew that, but I don't remember why.
Now, the tongue all by itself, meaning sexual activity, especially oral sex, that one I knew because I've used that.
Yeah,
but I've never used brain. But I mean, valid. I guess it is called braining sometimes.
Yeah, so I guess we can go from the top, and the first one on the list is the eggplant, which means penis.
Yep. And then the next one is, I in my head I always call it a swirly face because the person's face is kind of like, ooh.
Like, to me, it looks like they're constipated and trying to poop.
Used to express drunkenness, sexual arousal, or a grimace.
Which is a grimace.
Right.
technically.
Right. I've never used it for a grimace. I have used it when I felt like something was really overwhelming. Hmm. But yeah. And then, of course,
number three is the peach for a butt.
Yep. Number four is the hot flash face. It means hot in a sexual sense. It says a kid might comment this on their crush's Instagram selfie, for example. I don't know what parents' children are out here on Instagram posting that face on their selfies, but I don't know any children who use Instagram.
I don't know any children.
I mean, I know children, but I don't know any that use Instagram.
And then the next one is the dump truck, and it refers to a large or shapely bottom.
I love that it says shapely bottom. That's my favorite. That's my favorite right there.
It just means you got a big booty.
Taco equal vagina, which shock of the year.
Yeah. Upside down face is used to express annoyance about something.
Which I absolutely use it for that on the regular.
See, to me, like that's a silly face.
No, I use that when I feel, again, overwhelmed or upset about something. Like, you know, but it's fine. Number eight is the clown face. And it says used when getting caught in a mistake or when feeling like a fraud.
Because you're clowning.
Yep.
And then the number nine is a ghost, which indicates being ghosted or dumped with no explanation or not responded to, basically.
Right.
So I don't think you can... To me, ghosted means you were like hitting someone up, but you weren't actually in a relationship. Like you were trying to hook up with someone, basically. Like,
right.
I don't know that it can, dumped.
It can be used for dumping, like, because there are some people out here who don't know how to use communication skills. And so instead of saying, hey, I don't want to be in this relationship anymore, they just stop talking to the person and just like vanish.
That feels very pointed, Sarah.
Are you trying to point that at someone, maybe
a person that listens or hopefully listens?
I don't know. I have been ghosted many times before, though. It happens a lot on dating apps where people, like, you think that you've got like something going with this person. That's the main thing, is that there's been like a lot of communication. There's been a lot of like back and forth. And then all of a sudden they stop responding.
No.
Like I've had that happen like so many times. The next one is a baseball cap, and it says symbolizes a lie, which could also be called a cap. So if somebody says no cap, that means no lie.
Yeah. And then the next one is two pointer fingers pointing at each other like, I didn't do it. And it says shy or nervous, usually in the context of flirting. Like, it was me.
Yeah. Yeah. The very.
And you have to have that. Yeah. And you, there's like that voice is. And it makes me want to kill someone.
Anyway. The next one is. Well, I mean, it's a literal evil eye is what it's called. But it's an outer circle of dark blue with a circle of white, a circle of light blue, and then a black dot in the middle. And it represents warding off the evil eye. A lot of people in Hispanic cultures specifically use this symbol.
I don't understand it.
It's basically to protect you from somebody putting a curse on you.
Oh, okay.
If somebody's giving you the evil eye, they're wishing ill on you, and it's supposed to, like, protect you from that.
I usually just... So that's my thing. I don't use emojis. I usually use GIFs or GIFs and send those. And to me, that I would send the Bianca Del Rio, not today, Satan.
Oh, that's valid. That's valid.
Not today, Satan. Mm-hmm. And then the next one, 13, is the brain, which stands for oral sex. I think I've heard that before.
The three water droplets or stand for ejaculation.
Splooge. She was going to say splooge.
You know.
The next one is the tongue. We talked about it may indicate sexual activity, especially oral sex.
And the next one's an hourglass, used when someone has an hourglass body shape, which that one I have not used.
Why don't you just use words?
Because we are slowly devolving into a society that uses ChatGPT to set up conversations and only uses emojis to communicate. Eventually, it's just going to be hieroglyphics all over again.
I know. That's what I was just thinking. And then after that is the blue, like, frozen face. And it's often used in response to a snarky or a quote-unquote savage comment, as in, that was cold.
Which I've never used it for that. I've only used it when I'm actually feeling cold. Yeah. The next one is a little smiley devil face saying feeling frisky or naughty.
And then the two eyes with the lips in between, a response that means it is what it is. It is what it is.
You know, I have not seen it used like that, but I can see why.
I haven't either.
Number 20 is a fairy with the little sparkle emoji, and it says can be used in comments to denote a sarcastic or mean-spirited tone.
And then after that, it looks like leaves, emoji slang for marijuana or weed.
It's a little floaty leaf. The next one is the smiling drooling face, I should say. Desiring someone sexually, often used in response to nudes, which I have, in fact, used it for that.
Also, the fire emoji is used a lot when responding to nudes.
Like, especially if it's a good nude, chef's kiss, you get a fire emoji.
Cherries, breasts, testicles, virginity. Why virginity?
Because you pop your cherry.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I could understand for testicles, not breasts, though.
Yeah, I don't get it for breasts. Testicles and virginity, I understand, but like breasts, I don't. A bowl of noodles. It looks like it's spaghetti, actually.
Yeah.
Represents nudes, which are often called nudes, N-O-O-D-S, like noodles.
Shifty eyes. That's what I always, to me, that's what they look like. Used when sending or receiving nudes.
See, I use it not for like sending or receiving nudes, but I have used it for that. But like specifically when I use those eyes, I'm using it to be like, tell me the juicy gossip. Like, tell me the secret.
See, to me, that
I want to know.
That like the eye with the lips, that's to me like spill the tea, bitch.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. I can see that for sure. And that's the way I've seen it used.
It's like my eyes are like those eyes are really big compared to the lips. And it's like, I right, want to like, know.
Tell me what's happening. The next one, I think it's a credit card.
Yeah.
What it looks like. Is this often used on TikTok to express wanting something portrayed in the video? And I don't know if that means like take my money kind of reference.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. So want like wanting something like I want to buy it.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it means.
I think they need something that is portrayed in the video. It would make more sense that way, because to me, the way that you read it, it's like you want them to do something in the video,
right? Which is kind of how it's written, but I don't think that's what they meant.
Yeah, I think they mean it's something that is being portrayed in the video. You want to buy it? Yes, yeah. I totally understand. 100 with the two little lines underneath, the stamp of approval, which means I agree. Which I think everybody knows that one.
Yeah. A hammer, which is used to refer to sexual activity.
Because getting pounded.
Getting pounded. I mean, getting nailed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. And then a chili, like a red chili pepper, indicates spiciness, i.e. inappropriate or risque content.
And then finally, but not least, corn, which represents porn, especially on TikTok.
Oh, there's another one I didn't send to you.
How dare you? How dare you not send me all of them?
Well, it's the link right down at the bottom.
The link right down at the bottom.
Yeah, so it says, want to learn more about emojis kids are using today? Check out this guide.
Oh, and then has a link.
And there's, it has like, it's not only emojis, but it's also slang. So this one is also like sexual slang. So like smash means to have casual sex.
Smash is casual sex. Well, I mean, I guess that makes sense. I just think of it as having sex.
And like smash or pass, it's like, oh, I would do that person. Yeah.
Right. Oh my God, we should do a smash or pass.
Okay. Gonna do it next episode?
Yeah, let's do it next episode.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Where did you said it's at the bottom?
The link is after the list. There's a sentence and it has a link in it.
Do, 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 do. Sexual slang. Oh my God.
So I did smash.
Thirsty, desperate for sexual attention, or horny.
Everyone knows that.
I'm a thirsty hoe.
Sneaky link, a term for someone you're hooking up with on the sly. I don't like that doesn't make sense.
That's,
it kind of makes sense because like it's a sneaky, like they're your sneaky link.
Yeah.
Because you kind of like you're down low hooking up with that person. To me, sneaky link is like, here's a hidden link to a sexual picture or something. Like I'm sneaking it in, but I'm thinking like a literal link, not like a metaphorical genitals link.
Clapping cheeks, which is having sex.
There's a G at the end of that. It's clapping, not clapping.
It's clapping. Clapping. Cheeks. It's clapping cheeks.
GYAT or is it GAT?
It's GAT.
GAT. A shortened term for, goddamn. Yeah. Used to express approval or excitement. Often it's used in response to seeing a girl that one finds attractive, particularly with a curvy body.
Oh, hey, here's some emojis that weren't in the other one. There's a banana, which stands for penis.
Yeah. There's a cat, obviously, for vagina.
There's a peanut, which also stands for to ejaculate.
And then a circle with the little, like to me, that seems like that's the emoji I would use if I ran into something.
Right. It's like that little, I always think of it as an asterisk kind of emoji that you see in anime a lot.
Yeah. And it's represents oral sex.
Which is wild to me.
And then there's a little bit more further down.
Oh my God. Okay. There's
So this one's called sexting codes and meanings used to get around social media rules.
Oh my God. sorry, I accidentally read too far. There's a black circle and an orange circle, which apparently refers to Pornhub. Not circle, square. Oh, I was my like, it's God.
I was like, is she seeing something different? Because mine's a square. You said circle, and I was like, wait, hold on. Let me take my glasses off. Is that? Those are squares.
They're squares. which refers to Pornhub. Oh my God.
So black and orange square refers to Pornhub. A P with a star next to it represents porn star.
And then S, egg emoji. S stands for sex. Segs.
And then the next one is segs. S-E-G-G-S.
The alternate
spelling. Alternate spelling of sex.
I love the leg booty, which refers to LGBTQ.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah, leg booty.
Leg booty.
Nip nops. Nipples.
Spicy eggplant is the one that got me.
Oh,
vibrator.
And then the last one on this list is accountant, which is code word for being a sex worker or OnlyFans creator.
Which is so funny because I actually opened up my OnlyFans for the first time in ages.
And the origin is from the fact that people don't ask follow-up questions when you say you have a steady, boring job like an accountant. Although I don't think that's true anymore, because when you say accountant, people will look at you and like, are you really an accountant?
Right. Like, now it's...
Now it's known that that's what that sometimes means.
Right.
So those were just fun emojis.
Yeah.
And I'll include the link to these in the description of the podcast.
Love. No, biscuits and gravy. I hit the wrong button. I have to do my taxes.
I just did mine. And I paid way too much to have them done.
Oof. Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, is how much I'm going to have to pay. But also because I have like 6 different W-2s from this last year.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because I did so many different things. So.
I just, like, last year, I don't think I paid as much money as I did this year. I don't think I paid as much money last year as I did this year. It was over $300.
Oh my God. I've never paid that much to get my taxes done.
Neither have I. I think last year I only paid like 100 something.
I haven't even ever paid that much to get my taxes done. Like, the most I've ever spent was like $80.
And I don't even have like a crazy thing that you have to do with my taxes.
Right. Like me. Like,
I have one W-2. This year I had a receipt from where I donated to a charity, and then I have the like information that I got from my school for where I paid tuition.
Right.
That's like nothing crazy, and I didn't make that much money.
I mean, I also didn't make that much money, like, at all.
Well,
I made like $20,000 last year.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people can live on that little money.
I didn't. I had to borrow money from you. I had to borrow money from Sam. I had to borrow money from my mother.
You don't borrow money from me. I give you money.
Okay. Well, it makes me feel better if I say borrow, because then there's the potential that I might be able to pay you back eventually.
Yeah, but that would be assuming I want your money back.
Okay, well, I feel bad. So.
We shouldn't.
But anyway, no, the only reason I survived last year was because I had a lot of support.
Prostitution.
From the people in my community. No, I wish I had been doing prostitution. I probably would have been making more than $20,000. But, you know, I'm old.
Beyond a smiling face, a guide to uncommon emoji meanings.
Oh my.
There's just a lot of the same ones.
I believe it.
Oh, there's a goat. Greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the rest of these are all the same.
It's so funny because almost all of these things come from Ebonics.
Yeah.
Which nobody wants to recognize as a genuine dialect of English, but whatever, it's fine.
I just, like, to me, I don't... It annoys me to have to go into the little emoji thing to find the emoji I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And then it also annoys me to then, like, if I can't find it, I search for it. And then sometimes it doesn't come up, but sometimes it does. And it just makes me want to throw my phone.
If it's not in my recently used emojis, I'm probably not going to use it.
Speaking of, what emojis do you use most?
What emojis do I use most? Good question. Let me look. Let's see. Yeah. So right now, my most used emojis are a heart on fire, drooly face, melty face, face holding back tears, laughing, crying faces. There's that emoji with the one eyebrow raised, like, really? the toothy grin smiley face, and then the winky face with the tongue sticking out. Those are my current most used.
I have to go get my cell phone because I don't have it with me. Hold on.
Here I am prepared.
And I'm back.
Welcome back.
So on mine, there's the winky with the kiss heart emoji. The like party popper, like the little, I don't know how to explain it, with like the little party ribbons coming out of it. Because it was Kristen's birthday the other day. Birthday cake, two like double pink heart. And then the next one after that is the firework. And I don't know why I use this one, but I use this one the most. More, not the most, but a lot. It is a African-American black person hand with the middle finger.
Okay.
Because like on mine, you can change the skin tone of the hands. I don't know if you can do that on Android.
Yeah, I can do that.
And I always apparently use the black person middle finger a lot. Don't know why. Okay. And then the upside down face. Which we learned means, what does it mean?
Annoyed.
Oh, okay. I could see that. And there's a zombie too.
Dang. You're using zombie?
Yeah, apparently. Mine also has 2, 4, 6, 8, 16. ...32 emojis. That it shows like my recent 32 used.
Oh yeah.
Cause it goes back to there's a champagne, uncorked champagne presents for Christmas and a Christmas tree, and then Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. Although it looks like two Mrs. Claus. Oh, it is. There's two Mrs. Claus, but one of them is white and one of them is black. So mine is very diverse.
There you go. We love diversity.
Yeah. No matter what our president says.
Yep. Because diversity, equity, and inclusion are good things.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything fun planned for this weekend?
I get to have an sleepover night with Nick tomorrow. I'm very excited.
That's fun.
Yeah, we haven't had one for a while.
I am going to go. Thank you for asking. I'm going to go.
I literally just finished my sentence. You didn't even give me time to ask.
I'm going to go look for an outfit to buy because next weekend I bought a ticket to go to the HRC New England dinner thing. So on next Saturday, I'm going to be in Boston at the HRC dinner for the New England area.
Love that.
And it's funny, I bought my ticket and then literally like within 12 hours, I got an email that said that was from my work. Someone at my work that was like, hey, we have two tickets to this. If the Massachusetts chapters, the leads want one, like you can each have one. And I was like, I just bought my ticket and it wasn't cheap.
So take the other ticket and take Ryan.
Ryan has to work.
Oh. Can you take the ticket and give it to somebody else to go with you?
No. So what I did, because I don't know anybody else that would want to go. So what I did was respond and said, I already bought a ticket. Because I literally, like earlier last week, emailed the people that I worked with last year for the Boston Pride Parade. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I Teams messaged them and I was like, hey, are you guys going to go to the HRC dinner, the New England HRC dinner? And they were like, no, we typically don't, like, we haven't asked for sponsor for that. And they typically don't do that. So I was like, well, that's, I mean, I wasn't asking as like, are you going in your Boston Scientific capacity? I was asking as in if you're going just to go, because right. I was planning on paying for my own ticket. So I'm going to go look tomorrow for an outfit to wear to that, because it says the dress code is formal, but I don't have anything formal and I'm not going to go crazy formal.
Right.
So I'm going to look for like a new sweater and maybe like a shirt to wear underneath it, and potentially like some dressier pants. Because I don't dress formal. I have no need to, and I'm not going to buy a suit.
You'd look so good in a suit.
I would not.
Yeah, you would.
I hate suits.
I mean, that's valid, but you would look so good in a suit.
This is good enough for me.
I mean, and that's super valid too.
A nice sweater with a button up the front shirt, like a button shirt, and then some nice pants. That's what I'm going to wear.
Valid.
So we're going to see. And then if I don't find any pants, I'm just going to kind of wear like my a pair of my tan khaki pants. And that'll just have to do, because I am who. It says the dress code is formal, and then it's like black tie allowed, or I don't remember exactly how it said, but then it also says, but HRC is casual, so you can dress however you feel comfortable. So it says, yeah, HRC encourages you to dress however you feel comfortable. Have fun with it, whether it's black tie, festive, or casual. The important thing is that you are there.
I mean, hey, as long as you're there.
And I'll be there. It's 5 hours.
It's a long time.
Yeah. And I have to drive to Boston for it, which is fine.
Oh my God. I have to tell you. Okay, so Nick and I were talking and have decided that we're going to go to Indiana for our anniversary this year. I know. He's giving me a disgusted face right now. Because I want to show him, you know, where I'm from, where I grew up, that kind of thing. But also, it's
gonna where the trauma comes from.
Yeah. but also, he'll get to meet my family, which is wild to me. I'm like, it was so funny because when I told my mom that this is something that we've started planning, she's like, you did warn him about us, right? You warned him, right?
You told him what this family is, right? That's funny.
I was like, yes, mother, yes, I did warn him.
I love your mother. She said, as I was leaving, I said, love you, Mama D. And she was like, oh, I haven't heard that in so long.
I know. I know, because she told me. She called me after. She was just like, Ryan called me Mama D, and it just made me so happy. And I was like, oh my God. That's what he always calls you. She's like, I know, but I just hadn't heard it in so long.
That's your name to me.
I'm like, that's okay.
And then Kristen's mom is Mama Sharp, because her last name is Sharp. So, yeah. Well, would you like to call it a podcast? Because I'm going to go eat some dinner.
Yeah, I guess I should go eat dinner too.
Probably. It's getting dark there too. You're in like very mood lighting.
Yeah, it is getting dark and I'm lazy and don't want to turn the light on.
Well, all right. So thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to us. This will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we don't come up on that search, then we are not on that platform. And it's kind of dwindling because we don't have a Twitter anymore. Really, all we have is an Instagram and I think TikTok maybe. I don't really know how that works. I think it's at Now About That Pod on TikTok. Don't really remember.
I forgot that we even had a TikTok.
We don't post anything on there. I randomly will get like those videos of people like, oh, this is impossible. And then I'll do it. And it's like, I only do it once and it takes me 5 seconds. I'm like, this is stupid.
I love that.
And then I post those. That's really all I post.
Proving once again that you're smarter than the average player.
Well, no, I think those are just so like they post those because like, oh, these are so hard, but they're not really. So that they get more people to do them. It's like rage baiting. Okay, moving on. If there's something specific you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. You can visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com. And I'm doing something new where every week before we post, I update and let you know what's coming up the next week. So you'll see that at the very top, it's going to say, coming next week, we're going to be talking about Smash or Pass.
Love that.
Yeah. So I started doing that just the other day. Anyways, you can also call and leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you would like us to discuss on the podcast. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening. We hope you have a great week since this will be coming out on a Monday. And Sarah, enjoy the rest of your weekend and your sleepover and the butt. I don't know.
I don't know either. But you too. You enjoy your weekend and searching for your nice outfit. And yeah, the butt.
I don't know why she shook her titties at me, but
first of all, he can't even see my titties. They are below the line. You just saw my shoulders wiggle.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.